Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Jacob, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
And hello to your mammy Donna as well. Hiya,
hello,
Donna.
Hello.
How are you? I'm sorry to ignore you, but I mean, obviously, this fella's the star of the chat here. But I have to talk
is.
To both of you.
Yeah.
Jacob, congratulations on releasing a book.
Yeah.
Tell me about the whole journey, right? Because you were just sitting with your mammy having chats, right?
Yeah.
And like talking about all important things, like, I don't know, like when you were born.
You were born in June.
Born in June, the same as my baby?
Yeah. That's why you have a birthday, because that's when you were born.
I'm going to have a June birthday every single time.
Yeah.
Every single week?
Every year, your birthday is in June. Is it crazy?
Yeah.
So there you are, just chatting about your birthday, and all of a sudden, all these people around the world want to see you and hear from you and hear all the things you have to say. Is it kind of weird?
Yeah, kind of.
But good.
Yeah.
Yeah, real good. Donna, how did this all start for you guys?
Do you know what? It was just so random. I think it was during COVID we kind of posted a few little videos.
My mum just started posting videos of me and on TikTok.
Chatting away,
and,
yeah.
And then we started getting loads of views on it. So then we kept on chatting.
Yeah, we just kept it going from there. Do you know, COVID was quiet. We were all sitting around a lot, so we had a lot of little chats and, it just kind of went from there. It's crazy.
It has been crazy. It's been so exciting, though, as well, because, like, you know, there's often that phrase, like, an old soul and all those kind of things that people throw out about kids like Jacob, but this is true. I mean,
I've always said it. He's just a little old soul from very young age, you know.
Yeah.
Just always a little chatterbox and had an answer for everything. Very cheeky.
Well, cheeky is what we like. So what are we up to now? 2.5 million followers, something like that?
Around on TikTok.
2.5 million.
And maybe a million around on
Instagram. Yeah.
And this is all
up a few.
Yeah, it's all culminated in a book, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But also, am I right in thinking, are you going to be in a movie?
Yeah.
Now, here, what do you know about the movie so far?
No, it's going to be out next year.
And do you know what it's called?
No.
No. Do you know what are you going to be Jacob, or are you going to pretend to be someone else?
Pretend to be someone else.
And do you know who that person's called?
Going to have to wait.
Have to wait and see. I like it. Keep your cards close to your chest, Jacob. That's a very smart move. So, Donald, he's literally going to be in a movie, a thriller.
Yeah.
So.
I'm so excited to see it. Like, I've only seen like a little couple clips.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing a bit of like
and
sound.
I was doing the whole thing, and I know all of it.
You know all about it, yes, you do.
Yeah, you know all about it, but I'm dying to see it all together and how it turned out.
And
you know?
Was the interest in Jacob as an actor coming from seeing him on the social media, or has he also been doing acting stuff?
Yeah, like we had an agency reach out to us, kind of give acting a go.
A
you
go,
know?
Yeah.
So he did a good lot of auditions for it, but actually went really well. Do you know, he took to it really good.
I can imagine. Jacob, I love your book, right? Because your book is all the things that you want to talk about.
All the things that I really chatted about.
So all the things you've chatted about on the internet, on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
So what bits are in it? Like, what kind of things can you remember you chatted about? The day you were born, we already heard that one. What else?
Being kind.
Being kind's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, being kind, it's about like that.
The whole book's nearly about being kind.
Yeah.
Because they also talk about your family, don't you? Who's in your family? What are the people in your family?
How much?
Well, like in your family, so who's there? There's you and there's your mammy Donna. Is that all just the two of you, or is there anyone else?
There's two other people.
Okay, who are they?
Maisie and me daddy.
And your daddy. And is Maisie your sister, or is Maisie a cat?
Sister.
What age is Maisie?
Four.
What's the funniest thing she does?
shouts at me that she, I want to do this, I want to do that.
Does she want to be the boss?
She's the boss.
younger sisters are usually the boss, let's be honest. But you also talk about school, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing in school?
Maths.
What do you like so much about maths?
I love doing sums.
Yeah. What do you have first thing in the morning? What do you do when you go in straight away? What's the first thing you do?
Play.
Play? That's good, isn't it? School's good when you're your age.
Yeah. I'm in second class now.
Already?
Yeah.
I thought you were only in junior infants.
I'm 7 right now.
Oh, you see, you're 7. That's
and
why.
And I started when I was 4.
Right. And who's your teacher now?
Miss O'Donnell.
Isn't she nice?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about her?
That she does a lot of fun stuff. And a lot of fun stuff. my other teacher. And then, I had loads of fun teachers.
Fun teachers are the best, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Donna, this fella is a wonder. And it's brilliant that you're sharing them with us all. And to get it into a book, as I said, to see him now starting to act. There's the world is his oyster, right?
That's it. Yeah, we're just going to see what happens now.
Yeah, and see where life takes us.
That's right, Jacob.
That's right, Jacob. Yeah, it could go anywhere. And what about Maisie? Is Maisie going to feature in her own
Maisie loves singing.
She's actually enjoying getting into the videos with you now, Maisie, isn't she? Hey guys, she's joining in and taking over.
Now she's like, oh, Jacob, I want to talk first. I want to do this first. I want to say hi, guys.
Now, I know he's sitting here beside us, but like, you know, are you surprised that, you know, a 7-year-old, and he was a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old when he started doing the videos. Are you surprised by him? I know he's your son and all, but.
Yeah, like I can't believe how far his videos have gone and the following, all the opportunities, you know, that he's after getting. And only at like that at the age of 7. It's just amazing. Very proud of him.
Absolutely.
Very proud.
Rightly so. Now, what would you like to do you think, when you get a bit bigger, Jacob? Because like you could, as you said, you'll see where the world takes you. But what's in the back of your head? What would you like to do?
Do more movies.
More movies. Okay, so acting. What about, do you want to go to like any big concerts or festivals or?
Would be fun. I am going to a concert.
What are you going to?
See Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, what a band.
Yeah. Oh. Next year to London.
You're going to London to see them?
Yeah.
Jeepers almighty, you lucky thing.
Kaleidoscope again, we'll do that again.
Yeah, we'll be doing that next year. We're going to be doing a festival and we're going over
to your
favourite band. I only listen to them on Spotify and YouTube and I'm like, I want to see them in real life. I want to listen to them in like a concert.
He's obsessed with Imagine Dragons. He always has it blaring out of Alexa and the whole lot.
And what's your favourite Imagine Dragons song?
A few. I have loads of them. Thunder.
Great song.
No Time for Toxic People. It's Okay.
They're a good top three, in fairness. Mm. Now, I have a thing at the end of all my interviews called a quick fire round, okay?
Yeah.
And I ask like little silly questions. Mm-hmm. You just tell me whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So what are you always thinking about in your head now? What are you obsessed with?
I'm always thinking about Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons! Brilliant.
When I'm going to sleep, I'm just dreaming of listening to Imagine Dragons.
He does. He actually sings himself to sleep sometimes.
Like, amazing.
Knock off, dear, and go.
And Donna, I'll ask you a version of this question: who's the most famous person that's either commented or shared or reached out or whatever? Who do you think has been the one you've just gone, oh my god, how's it gone that far?
Only a few weeks ago was
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman, the Greatest Showman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman shared one of his posts on his story.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine.
Okay, who's your favourite superhero, Jacob?
Hulk.
Hulk. He's big, strong, he's angry. Not like you. You're not angry. You're nice.
Sometimes I get angry.
Ah, yeah, sure, we all get angry sometimes. What do you have? You know when you're in second class, right?
Yeah.
You know when your teacher says, okay, it's time for sus bug, little break, and you can open up your lunchbox. What did your mammy put in your lunchbox for you?
Sandwiches.
Jam sandwiches.
Sometimes cheese. I'm a
fan. Yeah. And then what about for a little treat? Would you get any fruit or anything?
In school, they give little lunches out, so...
Nice.
I usually go over to the lunch table and get an orange.
An orange, okay. And do you have a favourite drink?
Yeah. In Ireland and one over in Lanzarote. My favourite one here is Club Lemon.
But in Lanzarote it's different. What about in Lanzarote?
Lanzarote was... Remember that orange thing that me and Maisie got? The thing where it was kind of fizzy, the thing that was popular back in your day, the drinks.
Back in your day, Donna? What was that? Lilt, was it?
It was kind of a little fizzy drink.
I don't know. Orange, fizzy orange.
If anyone has any idea which one Jacob's talking about, you can text us on 087-4100-102 and fill us in. The listeners will know.
Back in your day. I'm so old.
Well, Jacob, the good news is that not only are you getting a copy of my book, which I signed for you, right? And you can read all the bad jokes for that. Yeah, signed it all for you. Will you sign your one for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, not only are you getting that, but you know what else I'm giving you? What? A pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones.
Yes.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks. I actually needed some headphones.
Did you?
Yeah. I have loads of, I have loads of headphones, but... some of them are broken.
Well, now you've got a brand new pair to say my name on the side.
Yeah.
I've got other questions for you. So say, for example, you know when you sit down and eat your Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
What's your favourite bit on the plate?
My favourite? Mash and gravy with the mash and broccoli and carrots. Oh, milk carrots.
You'd milk carrots, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And there's nothing like mash and gravy. It's so nice together. The final question is a very important question I have to ask every child who comes and sits in that very special child's chair, Jacob, is what are you asking Santa for Christmas?
A skewer?
Yeah.
And a red PlayStation 5 controller.
A red one?
Yeah.
Why do you want red?
Because my favourite colour is red.
And which football team is that for? Is it Man United red or Liverpool red?
Liverpool.
Okay, it was nice to know you, Jacob. See you later, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
You're a legend. Bye. Jacob, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas for you.
Nice.
Thanks for having me and have a wonderful day.
I will. Thank you so much, Jacob. See you later.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.